702
for the curious
on 92.7 and 106 FM.
Okay, let's get going. Kusela, good evening and thank you for joining us.
Good evening, Gashwin. Difficult name, that Kusela,
hey? Hey, listen, you know what I, you know what I think it is? To be honest with you, I think 2018, I've seen a lot of memes going around about how bad 2018 was. It's not really been all that bad. It's just been really long for me. I'm so sorry about that.
No, that's fine. Yeah, it's good.
And then you know what's the sad thing is, before you go on air and you verbalize the name, you always have it 100% right. Luckily, you're not named Lehlohonolo. Believe me, it took me almost a year to get that one right. Let's dive straight into it. So, in essence, yourselves as the presidency obviously took Mr. Moyani took you to court. It gets a bit difficult to sort of keep abreast of what happened, when and where, but he went to court. He basically said that, listen, this case has no legitimacy. He can't be fired by the president, and unfortunately has egg on his face at the moment.
Well, maybe Gershon, just to say that as the presidency, we welcome to the judgment that was delivered by Judge Fabricius today, because at the core of it, he reaffirmed the point that the president had been making over a number of months now. Firstly, that SARS is a very important public institution, and what we have seen in that institution over the last couple of years cannot be allowed to continue. He then also spoke about the extent to which the Nugent report, you remember that came from the commission that the president had established to look into the systematic issues and the challenges that SARS is facing. So the judge again reaffirmed that the president was correct to act on the recommendations of Nugent. In fact, going so far as to say he agreed with the conclusions that Judge Nugent had come to, especially the recommendation that Mr. Moyani be dismissed. So we welcome that, and we think that firstly it goes a long way to begin to stabilize the institution and really to begin to restore public confidence, especially the confidence of both the corporate and the personal taxpayer in the institution.
I hear you on that one, and I think that it does obviously set a precedent in terms of trying to clean up governance structures, especially for an institution as important as SARS. But I mean, as I said earlier on in the introduction, Kusela, I'm pretty sure that you would agree with me that we have a history of prolonged litigation. And as we just heard out of EWN, Mr. Moyani's attorney is adamant that they will be going ahead and obviously taking this back to court. And I know one of the things that happened was that there was a request initially. They wanted to approach the Constitutional Court on some of these matters. The Constitutional Court said, no, you have to go back to the High Court. Mm-hmm. The High Court has found in favor of the presidency in this instance, which means that they can return back to the Constitutional Court to have this matter heard. Does this then finalize this matter, or are you still in a precarious position where the president can't make the next obvious move, being to appoint a permanent head at SARS?
Well, as far as the presidency is concerned, this matter has been finalized. If you look at the litigation that Mr. Moyani had brought, firstly, through the Constitutional Court, that was dismissed. He had not established any grounds for exclusive jurisdiction of the Constitutional Court. He had not established any grounds for direct access. You then had this particular matter, which was heard by the Crown Court and again dismissed, and with punitive costs. And I want to go to the point that you were making about prolonged litigation. You know, the judge went to great lengths to explain why he felt it was necessary that he award those punitive costs, and really speaking to this issue of vexatious litigation, where, you know, in certain instances, applicants can even seem to be abusing the court process, let alone, you know, some of the allegations that would have been hurled against the president, Minister Pravin Gordhan, and so forth. So the president is now determined to begin the process of appointing a new SARS commissioner. You'll know that Judge Nugent is due to submit his final report on Friday, the 14th of December. So in that report, it is possible that Judge Nugent will speak to the issue of the appointment of SARS and of the commissioner, And why would we would expect that is, remember, he was looking at the entirety of SARS in terms of the challenges that are within that. And obviously, we'd want to touch on some recommendations in terms of the way forward, how we ensure that we bring in somebody who has got integrity to lead that institution once again.
So I think there's many people, many South Africans, that would be holding on with a lot of angst in terms of when we are going to see a replacement at the helm of SARS. Do we have any indication in terms of what the timeline is looking at? Are we waiting another month, another year, another 6 months? Or is it way too early to say that?
It's an urgent matter. It's an urgent matter which is receiving the president's attention. I know that he's already... in consultations with amongst others, the Minister of Finance, in terms of filling that particular position. So I wouldn't be able to give the number of days, weeks, but it is certainly an urgent matter that's receiving the President's urgent attention.
No, indeed. And I really do thank you for that one, Kusela, because at least we know now what is happening in that particular space, and we hope that we can get moving on the appointment of a permanent head of SARS. But I do have a feeling that, win or lose, you're going to find yourself back in court pretty soon, because it seems that this is going to get more and more interesting.
You know, Gershon, Mr. Moyane is well within his rights, like any other South African, to approach the courts, on any matter. If she chooses to appeal, this is what our courts are for. They are the final arbiters in the matter that comes before them. But I think that it's been said in this particular case that was heard at the High Court today, but also in the representations that have been made by legal counsel for the president, that he's got a very slim chances of success on this matter. However, if he has an appetite to continue with the litigation, it is not going to halt the process of the appointment of a SARS commissioner, and similarly the work that has already been started to stabilize that institution and get it back on a good footing.
100%. All the best to you, and thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much, Gershon.
Cheers. That was Kusela Diko, spokesperson for the presidency. It's 16 minutes past 8 o'clock.